morning, everyone. I can see most of us going outside now. And I appreciate those that are still sitting down to listen to this last but not the least presentation. I am Oketa Catherine Ngozi from Ebonyi State University, Nigeria. I'm here to present a paper on assessment of genetic diversity among rice genotype in Abakaleke, Ebonyi State, Nigeria, based on agromorphological traits. Briefly, I want to highlight on, or just refresh our mind on what rice is all about. It's a domesticated tropical citrus grass belonging to the family Poaceae, and there are so many species of rice, but two major species are cultivated, that is Asian and African rice, Oryza sativa and Oryza glabrima. Though recently there are so many progresses that have led to some interspecific rice varieties or species, like the new rice for Africa. And this is as a result of a transgenic or crosses between Oryza sativa and Oryza glabrima. It is a staple food for one third of the world's population. I think most of the countries I've traveled to, this most common food are found in most of the countries. And I encourage some of us that have not tested rice for the first time to just give it a trial. And if you wish to test it, you can stay behind when I finish this. I will get one for you. In Nigeria, for the past 7 years now, Nigeria has been the largest rice producer in the West Africa, third in Africa, and 17th in the whole world. And the Ebonyi State where I'm coming from is among the highest rice producing states. And rice produced in this state is the most popular, most preferred in the country. And there are a lot of progresses that have been made to improve on the qualities and even the qualities of the rice, both from the state government and some commercial companies. But unfortunately, the major producers of this rice are the rural poor farmers. For example, most of us from the rural areas were able to attend university education from money gotten from all this rice production. And because it is coming from the rural farmers, they still face a lot of challenges, such as yield losses caused by biotic and abiotic factors, and a lot of other problems. And so one of the ways to solve these problems in order to feed the growing population is by continuous crop improvement programs and development of high-yielding rice varieties in breeding programs is very critical. However, the success of any breeding programs depends upon the selection of suitable parents for hybridization. And in my university, there is an ongoing breeding program now, which part of the work is what I'm presenting here now. And the objective of this is to assess genetic diversity and relatedness of 61 rice genotypes using numerical taxonomy techniques. Materials and method. The experimental site was, the research was carried out in rice research field of Biotechnology Research and Development Center of Ebonyi State University. The planting material consisted of 61 rice genotypes and is made up of land races, release varieties commonly in the area, introduction from Indonesia, some inbred lines from Erie and our lines. Then the experimental design used was RCBD with 3 replications. All agronomic practices related to rice cultivation were adhered to. Data were collected on 17 agronomic and morphological traits and was analyzed using SAS and SPSS. The analysis of variance was done to verify the phenotypic variation in the trait measured. Correlation was also used to study the association between the characters. Then FLSD was used to measure the difference between pairs of genotype for the threat. Cluster analysis was done to study the genetic diversity. Then the result of the study now, analysis of various indicated highly significant differences among genotype for all the agronomic traits studied except seed weight. There were significant difference in performance of the genotype in the 2 years for number of tillers, number of panicles, paddy yield, seed weight, and plant height. Then G by year interaction was very highly significant for all the traits studied in this experiment. Then the summary of the agronomical evaluation, the land races produced mainly late heading and maturing plants. They produced the tallest plants and long panicles. The exotic genotype, when I say exotic, I mean both the release varieties, the introduced variety from the Indonesia, the inbred lines. They were mainly early and intermediate in terms of heading and maturity. And they were medium in height. High yielding genotypes were observed among both land races and exotic genotypes. And there are some outstanding land races like Mars, Lady's Finger, and Henkiri, which were discovered. And this can be a promising donors for future club breeding programs and can also be purified and released to farmers. Then the relationship between the traits, we discovered that most of all the traits studied had relationship with each other, but because of time given to me to present this, I only highlight on the yield. And the yield correlated positively with number of days to heading, number of days to maturity, plant height, leaf area, and leaf area index, number of panicle, panicle length, and negatively correlated, even though not significant with crop vigor. Morphological evaluation was also done, and one of the things I observed was that the comb color observed were three major colors: green, light purple and purple color. And it's one of the most homogeneous traits anyway. All the exotic varieties, exotic genotypes, and land races most produce the green colors, except an eerie line, IR108, and purple, which had a pure purple color. Then some of the Indonesian varieties mostly had light purple color. The four colors recorded for seed color now were white, light brown, brown and dark brown. All the eerie lines were white in color, the seeds were white in color. All the Indonesian lines were also white. But all the land races, except three, were either light brown, brown and dark brown in color. The seed color now, four major seed colors are recorded. These are brown, yellowish brown, yellow and straw colored seeds. The one I talked about before was the grain. After harvesting, we milled and manually threshed and recorded the green colors. Then most of the Indonesian varieties were yellow colored. Then most of the eerie lines and the release varieties, all the eerie lines and the release varieties were straw colored. Except two. Perubombo was yellowish brown in color, and 102 was also brownish in color. But all the land races were colored. They fall between brown and yellowish brown. So this can be a very important trait to use to, that one can use to differentiate between land races and exotic genotypes. Then finally, we also evaluated genetic diversity using cluster analysis, and this is the result of a cluster analysis presented in this dendrogram. At the Euclidean distance of 5, we had 4 major clusters. At this place, we have cluster 1, here is cluster 2, here is 3 and 4, at the Euclidean distance of 5. And in this table, I brought out all the genotypes that fall in each of the groups. And cluster 1 consisted of 21 genotypes. And among these 21 genotypes, we have 4 land races, 4 Indonesian varieties, 4 Iowa lines, 2 release varieties, and 8 Erie lines. In cluster 2, we have 32 genotypes. Under these 32 genotypes, we have 4 land races, 4 Indonesian varieties, 4 Leris varieties, and 20 Erie lines. Cluster 3 has 5 genotypes, 1 land race, 1 Indonesian, 1 Iowa line, and 1 release variety. And cluster 4 has just 2 genotypes, 1 land race and 1 Iowa line. From this result now, we can see that most of the Erie lines, the inbred lines, were clustered together. Then, but the land races cut across all the 4 clusters. And this showing that land races are more diverse than all of them, all of other 4 groups, because it falls in all the 4 clusters. And each of the clusters we are also analyzed to see the character that distinguish them from each other. There, because of the time, I summarized it. All the minimum and maximum cluster means were distributed in relatively distant cluster. Like cluster A, cluster 1 has a character distinguishing it from 2. 2 has the one distinguishing it from 3, and so on. But cluster 1, 3, and 4 recorded desirable means for mean value for maximum number of productive tillers, such as plant size, long panicles, number of panicles, grain yield, readiness to maturity, respectively. And because of this, it underlies the fact that hybridization between genotypes of different clusters is necessary for development of desirable genotypes. So if one wants to make selection, you can now select from maybe pick a genotype from cluster 1, 3, and 4, depending on your breeding objective anyway, and then make your crosses. Conclusion: highest level of genetic diversity was reviewed among the land race genotype compared to all others. Grouping of genotypes and their characterization provided useful information about their relatedness and possible use in crop improvement program. Candidate farmers' genotype were also identified, which could be purified and released as farmers' varieties. This was discovered among both the exotic genotypes and the land races. There are some important land races that one can just pick, purify it, and release it to farmers, depending on what one is looking for. Recommendations: the biodiversity present in rice land races should continually be used to broaden the genetic base of cultivated rice varieties. Honestly, the results of this research have motivated me. I was having 61, but now I've gone to the rural areas and collected about extra 40 to 50 land races, which I've included in our germplasm. So now we have over 100 that we're working on now. And also, because of some limitations of this study on only phenotypic traits, we've already in our lab started marker-assisted selection. As I'm talking to you now, a work is going on. We're also using marker systems to also study these genotypes so that we can confidently say, okay, that this genotype is like this and can be used for this, and this one is like this and can be used for this. Because most of the times, if you study maybe in a breeding program, if you use only physical appearance of or characteristics, some genotype that may look different phenotypically may actually be the same genotypically. If you agree with me, I think it's true. So because of that, I've incorporated marker-assisted selection in this work, and I promise you by this time next year, I'm going to present the result on that. I want to use this opportunity to acknowledge Award Fellowship, African Women in Agri Research and Development. That is our director that sponsored me to be here today. And then my mentor, the fair woman there, Professor Happiness Oseleve, who has been with me throughout the period of research. And then, most especially to some of us that are sitting here, it's very patient to be here to listen to me today. I say thank you very much for listening.